This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Eileen.
I'm Samantha.
And we are the Betches.
Yay.
So this week, the big thing that everyone's talking about, I guess, is the Victoria's Secret fashion show, which was on a Monday night, or at least aired on Monday night. And Sammy, what are we calling you, actually went to the after party. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the after party was fun.
It was insightful.
Dear mom and dad, camp is fun.
It was at Avenue. I didn't see a single angel. However, I did see Leonardo DiCaprio, and I bumped into him accidentally.
Like, really? What was he wearing, like a hat?
He was wearing the hat, that like page boy face? Hat in gray.
Does he have long hair?
I don't think so. No, he didn't have long hair. He was also like,
did you say, excuse me?
No,
I was just, he online?
Like, excuse me, sir.
No, I was just like, I just like rubbed my arm against
on
his
purpose.
Yes.
So it wasn't so accidental.
No, accidentally is like in quotes, but I guess no one can see that. Whatever.
Was he alone?
Very much not. He was surrounded by like a circle of huge bodyguards. Basically, they were.
Bodyguards aren't friends.
I didn't notice any friends. He was very like hidden. Like it was literally like you saw like a million people like standing on like the benches on the side. You picture it? And then there's like a space, and that's where I like knew it was him because he was like sitting at first, and then there was there were more people around him, and then the time I bumped into him was when I was hardcore stalking him.
You mean purposely rubbed up against?
Yes, that's literally what I did.
See, that's the thing I don't get about, like, I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio and a lot of these other celebrities, they go to these clubs and there's, like, no one around them and they're just kind of, like...
Right, except for
like,
security.
Like, are they having fun? Like, what are they doing there that they can do, like, in a more free and open and fun, like, environment?
Like make
in
your
their,
own club.
Yeah, like, in their own apartment. Right. Yeah. So, basically, he was, like...
Maybe he had to go.
The reason he... Okay.
Contractually or something.
I don't think so. It wasn't, like, that crazy, like, of a party, I didn't feel like. And
make
I...
Make people think you're cool, Sammy.
Okay, I'm not trying to...
Crazy.
No, I saw the Snapchat. It was like very intense, like decor by Victoria's Secret. It's like the one, like four balloons that like spelled out.
Yeah, I should have put that on the Betches one, but I was switching in and out. But either way, Leo got up to go to the bathroom, and I was literally trying to like follow him, and then the bodyguard stopped me like right in front of the bathroom.
I'm sure you're the first person who ever thought about doing that.
I'm sure, but also they were like, if you like,
amazing if Sammy was
also,
carried
was,
out of the club.
I was really trying to get a picture, obviously.
Mr.
What would be the point of seeing him if not for the photo and the Instagram? But basically, anytime you raised your phone anywhere like above like waist level, they would like slap your hand. Like right. I swear, I got my phone slapped so many times. They were very, very strict. You weren't allowed to take videos.
You should have invited
in
all the phone slappers on Betch Slapped.
Yeah.
You're like, you want to see some slapping?
Yeah.
Come on.
Wait,
a podcast.
They weren't allowing videos in the club, like you could only take pictures, which is like so dumb.
Who was announcing these rules?
The bodyguards that were stationed like literally every 2 feet.
But there are no angels.
I know, unless they were just like interspersed, but I don't think so. Okay, I think the angels were like upstairs in a very secluded area.
Leonardo DiCaprio was not allowed.
No, he was not. He was downstairs with, you know, the plebes.
Wow.
Wait, but so let's talk about the actual fashion show. Like, what did we think?
Okay, my opinion on the fashion show is that it's like so boring. Like,
so boring.
It's like first of all, it's not
first
live.
Of all, and Bruno Mars like wears like high-heeled stilettos.
So I didn't notice that.
His boots were higher than like a boot I would wear to go out, and like the models were so much taller than him. Also, like
he looks like their son.
Yeah, like yeah. Lady Gaga. Like, what did you think of Lady Gaga?
I mean, I thought she was fine. I didn't really have strong feelings.
I love here's my feeling about Lady Gaga. I used to really not like Lady Gaga during like the era of House of Gaga, you know, during like
when
poker
she came
face.
In the egg.
And yeah, the egg stunt really pushed me over the edge of hatred.
I didn't like that song Just Dance. I thought it was like kind of rapey.
Just Dance. Oh yeah, it's kind of nice. Okay, and then she like sort of like decided to quit music. She like was gonna like quit pop stardom, and then she came back like with doing her whatever. And now I really like her.
She came back doing
I also
her whatever.
Like her more
well,
now.
With that guy, what's his name? Pat Benatar.
She came back with Pat Benatar, and now they're doing whatever. That's
Benatar.
How the celebrity rumor mill
what's
gets started.
What's his name? What was his name?
It's definitely
know.
Not Pat Benatar.
Okay,
yeah,
what's that that's old like man?
I don't know. It's that guy. He's like in that show, but like
no show.
Isn't he in a show?
I don't know.
He does that like Christmas music.
It's I have
like
no,
no
idea what he does. So
why don't you Google it?
I
don't
the feel guy like in that show, he might be a musician.
Well, anyway,
not
now she's like really engaged cool, and she, wasn't and she just sort of doesn't give a shit about anyone. She like,
I agree.
Did you see how she was like doing like interpretive like. Like yeah. humping on yeah. the stage.
And very sexy.
But like, no, it wasn't sexual. It was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you could see her through. Oh, like, when the girls were walking, she was just like doing the robot.
Yeah.
But like, not me. But like, nobody gave a shit. It was just like funny. Like,
I happen to like her more now, also. But overall, the show is so boring. Like, it's not live, so it's very predictable. It's yeah. the same thing every year. They're just literally just like.
It's just an ad space for Victoria's
Secret. Yeah, and for very, like Paris.
It's a very PR yeah. oriented.
Paris is the best like, city.
They just, the whole time, they're just bragging that Victoria's Secrets is the most. Is the greatest fashion yeah. show on earth. That's yeah. what they literally.
It's definitely not like even the most. Modeling. Okay, it is definitely the most watched show, fashion show on earth. Like I.
Yeah, because no other fashion right. shows are televised. Right, yeah.
And they had a lot of hype and PR over it, and they like get people to walk in it, like Kendall and Gigi, which is like the only reason anyone cares about it is because people care about them.
Yeah. Kendall is such a worse model than Gigi. Gigi's like actually a really good.
Not to judge, but I
really didn't think she was that. She looked a little bit stiff, but I thought she was pretty good.
Are like, you talking about Kendall?
Yeah,
or Gigi?
She looked.
I feel like she always looks stiff. Kendall.
She just looks sort of looks flawless as she walks down like a model robot.
Yeah, guys. But I don't feel like as a model you're supposed to be like more like comfortable. I feel like she's just like, ugh, why am I here? Like, can we not?
Like I get to be on the phone with
that's
her mom.
You
like,
as a model.
Like I told like I don't really want to do this, and Chris is like, well, right. you know, like we already signed the deal, so right, like yeah. you're walking, put on your fucking wings. Get out there.
Also,
it's
I was
happening.
Imagining when they were like, this is going to be the biggest wing of all time walking down. I was like, why is that cares? Necessary? What also, I imagine right? it as chicken wings.
Oh my God. Wait, that would be so funny. Like, a meme of them wearing chicken wings.
I imagined it and I literally couldn't stop laughing for 15 minutes.
Wouldn't it be great if Kendall backed out last minute and sent Rob instead?
That would be amazing.
Or Chris.
Wait, but
Chris would love it. Rob would be like amazing.
I feel like Kendall was like
Rob is wearing the wings.
Honestly, like I feel like 1 year they're gonna have to get like fat models to like be more like socially plus size. Yes. Sorry, we're being politically incorrect here now. I'm confused.
Correct.
But plus size is annoying actually. When you say plus size, because it's like you're saying plus size, so you're politically correct, but the other person has just says fat in their head. So it's just like yes. the same fucking thing.
Yeah, it's
also
like
the
that,
plus
it's
size
like
models
that,
aren't
it's
that
like
plus.
That Louis C.K. thing with
about
the N-word.
Yeah, like you just made me think
right,
the
yeah, N-word. Like you get to be like the great one just say, like saying the N-word, and then everyone else just like has to think it in their head. So like yeah. fuck you.
But anyway. Kendall's definitely over it. I feel like last year she was excited because it was her first time, and now she's like, whatever, another fashion show. Like, who needs this?
This
like,
isn't Chanel. Where's Carl?
Yeah, it's just
is Carl there.
They're not even modeling what? Victoria's Secret there? Like Modern things. Do you notice that they don't like the thing that bothers me about it is like it's not really a Victoria's Secret fashion show. It's actually just a costume party. Like it's not real. Like there's no actual like Victoria's Secret that like
somebody
you could
should
buy.
Crash and like dress up like Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls when she dresses up as like the dead bride.
Oh my God.
Like, she scares everyone.
That is not the costume we were looking for this year, Bella.
They would never do that because they're so like constrained and like predictable. Like the whole thing is just so like controlled. I wish it were a little more like loose and not on social media 5 days before.
And they didn't even show like Gigi's outfit mishap, which wasn't even a mishap. Yeah. Her string just detached, but they couldn't even show that. I was waiting for some juice.
Can we get the models to do some stand up like at the end of the catwalk?
They would all be in there like annoying.
Let me tell
accent.
You something about these wings.
No, you have had an accent.
Yeah, they all.
The wings are very good.
Yeah. Wait, I read that.
LOL.
I read. Right, and they're all sitting in their like little interviews. They're like, oh, like I love Adriana, like I love Alessandra, like they're all just like
they're both really good.
I'm sure they are really
sure
good.
They really love
it
them,
was
though.
Alessandra's like, they 16th wanna, like, show. That's so many shows. That's like really
wow. She's like that's really old. Good.
That is no, it's like amazing.
She looks really jacked, looks, by the way, for having like 17,000 children. More
yeah,
like
no, she looks
two.
Amazing.
Yeah,
no, they look amazing.
In model children, that's 17. Yeah,
yeah. It's like oh, Lily Aldridge is like my second mom. It's like okay, whatever.
Okay, so speaking of models, because that's all we've been speaking of. Gigi,
don't feed
Gigi
them.
Has just won the International Model of the Year award, which I thought was a joke. Like made in Zoolander, but apparently is like a real thing, isn't that?
But you didn't know it was a joke.
Is that from
Zoolander?
From? No. Yeah,
that
is.
Yeah,
that is.
Like yeah. Which Zoolander?
Minkus first. Says it.
Oh,
it's
I with don't remember
AK
that.
Eric Northman yeah. from a.
Ooh,
AK, that's not Alexander, also not his
Alexander
name.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Eric Northman throwback. Well, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Did you guys even know that was an award? Like, how do you qualify?
You are just
you
the best model.
How does one be the best model?
How does one be the most beautiful? Like, person of the year.
I don't think it means most. It doesn't mean like, most beautiful, though.
Most beautiful man.
I mean, every year there's a most beautiful man.
You are even the best model. You model the best model.
I think it's more that like your work is like prolific and you're just like everywhere. Do you think Kendall's jealous? I actually think, again, I think Gigi's much better than Kendall. She's much more like in touch with her like body. You can just tell.
And also, Yolanda Foster's second favorite daughter, Bella, has also been doing some things. That's pretty much how every news story is presented, right? Gigi has done this, and then also Bella did something else.
Well, do you remember one of my friends reminded me of a show with like an early Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode, which is on tonight. Yay. Of when Yolanda was telling Gigi she like couldn't have her birthday cake. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, that was like one of the first episodes. She's like, Gigi's the best. She's just like amazing. She loves, she goes, don't eat that. Gigi is amazing. She's lovely.
She's on the volleyball team.
Right. And this is Bella.
I mean, we're not making fun of them. We're making fun of the fact that, I mean, I like Yolanda.
But did you see Yolanda in the audience?
Oh, yes.
And then it made me think of that meme where, you know, where she's like hot peeping out from behind a wall. Yeah. Like,
or
like
a lemon.
Cool mom.
Yolanda is literally like Regina George's mom.
That was Chris that was doing the like the Mean Girls mom thing.
No, but there's a meme of her peeping behind a wall looking at Gigi, like smiling.
No, I mean,
the funniest.
Yolanda should have gotten the award because without her, these girls probably wouldn't have been
famous.
No
one would have been like discovered.
No one would have known them. I'm really excited for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, though.
Same. I really want to. She's not on it, though, this season.
Who?
Yolanda.
They'll still talk about her.
I think she's done.
She's donezo.
I think I read
it gave
that.
Gave her Lyme disease.
I'm pretty sure. I have like a 60% chance that I read that somewhere.
That is literally no chance. We will, like 50-50.
I'm like, we pretty sure she's
yes
up.
Or not.
We will find out tonight, but I'm sure.
And Kim might be back.
That's sad. They're going to just fuck her up more.
Basically, Kim's whole life is like she spends 1 year in rehab, then 1 year doing Beverly Hills.
To pay for the rehab.
Right. She just goes like on season, off season, and like the off season is always at Promises.
Yeah. Are you sure it's Promises?
I don't know. Promises. It's where Lindsay Lohan was. So that's what I just used.
It's the one with the commercial.
As the generic like celebrity rehab center.
Right. What's the one with like the commercial? I mean, they're all in Malibu.
Promises.
There's a few, though, with the commercial.
Why,
there's
you look into a go?
Like I'm just wondering. I'm just trying to picture that commercial.
So I was like, how do I get more paid vacay?
It's a health problem. It's a mental health issue. Okay.
So what speaking else is of going red on? Carpets, I guess.
This is like the lamest story, but really the only thing in the news is the Victoria's Secret
it was
fashion
kind of
show.
Funny.
But okay, so Jennifer Aniston's assistant is probably gonna get fired because she went to a premiere party for like that office Christmas party, which actually looks kinda like it could be kind of funny. Maybe. So she went to the premiere and she had like her whole like tag. I think she was wearing like a Celine dress or something.
She gonna return it after?
Right?
Yeah, you could see the photo. Holy shit, that's so great.
What do you think the reasons for that was?
I love the outfit.
She just like in a rush?
When I was abroad.
No, I think that they're gonna return
there was
it.
A girl who I knew. No, wait.
She's gonna go right from the party back to where do they sell that?
Celine.
Wait, when I was abroad, there was a girl I knew and she never took the tags off her clothes ever, like on purpose. It was like her thing.
Well, she's listening now. We're not talking about you.
But that's so she could return it?
No, she just didn't take them off.
Well, our friend Ariel does that, but only because she forgets all the time and doesn't care.
Right. Well, this girl did it intentionally, not
so people can see what she's wearing.
No, she just like
she wanted to return it.
No, she didn't return them. She just wore them with the tags. Like it was just she just kept them on. I don't know.
I think that
she liked the scratch.
And she wasn't like ashamed to tell people. Like we weren't that close friends, but she told
me.
You
should have just taken it off while
sounds
she wasn't
weird.
Looking.
Sounds that would like have something been else like
think
assault.
You think Jennifer Aniston secretly has that problem too and this is just the first time she got caught?
You know what? You never know.
She's an addiction. Just keeping tags on.
Whatever. People have weird things.
Okay, moving on because that's enough.
Let's move on. So next we have Dear Betch. And last week, if you guys remember, we asked you to send us your questions or comments about...
About Slayer Pay
and asking for raise and problems generally like at work.
Our campaign with Soap and Glory.
Right.
To raise awareness of the pay gap and you should empower women at work.
And use this month to ask for a raise.
Exactly. So you guys have been doing a really good job. We've gotten a lot of emails sharing your stories, but we did get also
Really happy to get them. Yeah. So keep doing it.
And our employees asked us for raises too, so we're very proud of them.
Proud.
Yes.
So yeah, thanks for sending those in. You also did send us some questions asking for some advice about that. So we're going to start with one of those. Sammy, do you want to read it?
Sure. Hey, Betches. First off, thanks for putting together such an important campaign to bring to attention the gender wage gap and the importance of leaning the fuck in. You're very welcome, girl. I'm not sure you'll be able to help me with my situation, but I figured I'd write in and give it a shot. I've been working at my current job for 3.5 years. I asked for a raise and promotion a year ago, and it was well received by my boss until he changed his mind and decided that I still had growing to do in order to fill the bigger role and salary. I absorbed another team member, which I am thankful for experience-wise, but felt taken advantage of, especially when this matter escalated to HR, who confirmed my suspicions of gender discrimination. My boss had rewarded my direct report a male by growing him 10K and 3 title levels and also promoted the only other male on my team to my level, sans any growth and responsibilities or any direct reports, which those at this level typically have. HR pulled the plug on disciplining my boss and gave me a supervised meeting where I was told that I need to speak less. Ooh, literally 2 opinionated meetings, and he was uncomfortable with that, and that my writing was in need of improvement. I have yet to receive a single example of my work that wasn't up to snuff despite multiple requests for feedback. The dust has settled, and I was able to ride out the last 12 months to receive my master's degree, which was fully covered by said employer. Now I'm embarking on a job, but I also feel I'm due more cheddar. Interesting word. I hope you don't use that word.
Is that how she asked for the raise?
I hope you did not.
I think I am deserving of more cheddar. Thank you.
I need more cheddar. Please cheddar.
Okay. Wait. Sorry. I also feel I'm due more cheddar as I've continued to grow revenue and take on more responsibilities despite this short-term failed attempt at professional growth. I had my performance review and didn't bring it up. I know. My boss praised me on speaking less during meetings. Speak less. And said that
what
I need to...
What is your boss, Mark? People asking? Yeah. Smile. Don't smile.
And said that I need to keep being patient if I want to see any growth. Sorry, I'm still laughing. But the problem is I am being patient, and I know that if I wait for him to initiate anything, I'm screwed. Interesting. If I ask for a timeline or a list of things I can do to prove myself, and it's met with defensive pushback and anger. How do I bring this up without reviving old hostilities while genuinely expressing my desire to grow? Or is this a case of leaning in by way of getting the fuck out? Dear Femi, sincerely, Femi Frustrated. Okay, I actually think I have an answer.
Okay, go.
I was a major in employment, basically labor relations, and I took 2 classes on employment law at Cornell. So I actually
have a real expert here to
So basically, I'm the be all and end all on employment questions. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. But I happen to think that you should speak to an employment lawyer about this, because it sounds like there could be legitimate discrimination. There's 2 ways you can prove it. You can either prove that the company as a whole discriminates against women, or you can try to prove that in your situation, you were discriminated against.
You sound really smart right now, Sammy.
This is probably the smartest this podcast will ever sound.
If Sammy wasn't a bitch, she was probably going to be a lawyer.
That's true. If I had taken the LSATs.
I attended like half the classes. The question isn't about you. I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Actually think she should consult an employment lawyer. I really do think this may be an actual example of discrimination, like assuming this girl isn't kind of just like exaggerating or a little bit delusional. But based on what she's saying, it seems that like she might even have like documentation. If you have documentation about it, I would show it to a lawyer.
Emails, yeah.
Yeah, it may cost some money to consult with one, but it might be worth it. And especially
find a family friend who might be one to like see if it's like check to see if you have any case here to see if it's worth spending that money too.
And especially if you already got the master's degree, it may not be that bad if like you do this and you could like potentially leave the company now that you have like a higher degree. You could probably get a job elsewhere. And also like if you win your employment law case, you may never have to work get a job again.
talk about the ultimate raise.
Yeah. No, that's really my advice. I don't think we can really give advice without the real specific.
Yeah. Like when he says, do you talk too much? Are you really babbling on and on, or is he really discriminating?
If he says you're too opinionated, are you like being opinionated on like the issues at work? Or are you being opinionated on like, it's cold in here?
It sounds like you, Jordana.
I
know.
I do get told to give my opinion on the weather less, and I take it in and then ignore it.
Yeah,
But I feel like she's probably not like crazy, although her employer may gaslight her when she points out that like she's treated differently and like told to speak less. Because I mean, in our experience, a lot of times when we've actually been discussing this in the office a lot, that like sometimes we find that when you challenge men that we work with, that they kind of get very petulant and bratty, I would say is the only word to describe the way they will respond if you challenge them as a woman. So I mean, it's don't like let them think it's in your head, because I mean, in some cases things are in your head, but there's also a real thing as discrimination.
Best thing is just to go like find someone who will read your case for free, who has experience, and then go from there.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Sammy, drop the mic.
Fishbein out.
Fishbein, JD.
Right. You have another letter.
I can read as this. Well. It's short. Go for it. Dear Betches, there's a cute guy. So back to basics.
On a lighter note.
There's a cute guy. There's a cute guy at my gym that I'm constantly playing I tag with. AKA I fucking. She didn't say that. I just added it. We always seem to end up in the gym at the same time, whether I'm there at 6 a.m., noon, or 8 p.m. We've been staring at each other for months. Despair emoji. Should I grow some lady balls and ask him out? We've never talked as both always have headphones in. I've never been in this situation. Help, signed. I don't know how to do this boy thing.
Okay, it sounds like you're like at the gym too much.
or he is, or he's just stalking you, literally.
Or one or the other. But on that's not your question, so I guess we'll... Yeah. I think that asking someone out when you've never done it is like very intimidating, so I would start smaller. I'd start with just like talking to him about something, like asking him like, a question. Or
hey,
like,
spot me, bro.
Hey, like, do you know what time the gym closes?
He'll be like, you should know. You're here all the time.
No, what's an actual thing that she could say? Like, I'm all for like situational girls, like, starting a conversation, not necessarily like going straight for the ask out, which you can ask a guy out.
But let's find out if he's normal first.
Yeah, I think it's more like situational. Like, if you're in a certain situation, you can comment to him about like some common thing you're both observing going on. Like, let's say there's like.
Maybe like if you want to see him using a machine and you want to use that machine, just ask him, how do I use it? Like, do you know like what setting I should put this on?
And if he's like,
ignores you, like, okay, obviously it's a coincidence or is weird and stalking you and doesn't know how to talk to you. That's like the two obvious options.
And if he's like happy to help, he's obviously somewhat interested, and then maybe he'll ask you out. And you won't even have to.
Don't go straight to the ask out. Otherwise, you're feel never going to be able to go back to your gym, which you're at all the time.
That's also a good point. I didn't even think of that. Like, sounds like you're there quite a bit. You might have to switch, and that would like
be annoying,
really affect your life.
You might not have one as close.
Okay, all right,
games round.
Games.
Okay, games ready. Okay, so this is the VS model, Victoria's Secret model, husband, boyfriend, or ex-husband edition. Just people that I've thought of that have dated Victoria's Secret models at one point. So we've got Adam Levine, Bradley Cooper, and Orlando Bloom.
This is hard.
Yeah. Trey difficile.
Okay. Why do you keep, like, you keep interjecting with like either Spanish or French like ways of saying words?
Did you watch the Scream Queens episode where the girl like with the incurable diseases and she gets like she has like all different accents all the time?
No,
this season.
I don't, but I do that all the time. Alexa and I always speak fake French. It's fun. Anyway, what would we do?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm marry Adam Levine.
I'm marrying him.
I hate him. I'm shooting him. I'm sorry. He's gone. I just had an actual...
I'm fucking Bradley Cooper and I'm shooting Orlando Bloom.
No!
I'm marrying Orlando... Agree to disagree. I'm marrying Bradley Cooper, I'm having sex with Orlando Bloom, and I'm killing Adam Levine.
I'm afraid of Bradley Cooper. I feel like he's a really good actor, so I feel like he's twisted a little bit.
Like
so,
a Patrick Bateman-esque way?
Yeah. So I would probably marry Orlando, have sex with Adam, and sorry, what? Bye-bye,
I guess Bradley we're all Cooper. Like very divided on this one.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Because they were all honestly
I don't think
good
Bradley
options.
Cooper would be like, based on absolutely nothing, I feel like he'd be not a great husband.
I really, really don't like Adam Levine.
Why?
I just don't think he's hot. Like,
no, I feel like he's like.
He seems like no. He can sing like this.
I think he's like really. I hate his voice. I really don't like.
Call
Rune 5,
you on the payphone.
I particularly don't like that song or any other Rune 5 song. So there's
what do you
that.
Mean? What's the first song they ever did?
And then like, have you ever
love taking this toll?
Oh, this love. We'll spare the audience.
This isn't a radio.
Guys, I think. I think if there's one talent that the three of us really lack, it's good voices.
Speak yourself,
so nice to tell the people who are listening to us on our
singing voices.
Oh, I was thinking we should do office happy hour at karaoke. Speaking of that, anyway,
that would be really fun.
Great, send a memo.
I will. Okay, so yeah, we're really divided. I really don't like. I'm just gonna go into like an unsolicited Adam Levine rant. I don't like him. I don't like his music. I find him really, really conceited. If you ever listen to any sort of interview he does,
but
thinks
all
he's like,
of these are.
I don't know.
He's really
hot.
No,
but he's like the most outwardly like he thinks he's really hot shit.
You don't think Bradley
musicians
Cooper,
always think
you don't
they're
think
hot
Bradley
shit.
Cooper thinks he's hot shit.
I think he does in a much more contained way that's
brooding
less obvious.
Way.
I think musicians tend to be more like, they're more like obnoxious about their like because they think they're just so cool.
Yeah, I think he like has like
I think
a
Bradley Cooper thinks
whatever.
He's
I like him.
Cool. Anyway, so that's what we'll do. Email us if you agree, and then we'll take a poll, and then we'll tell you. And if no one answers us, we just won't tell you.
It seems that this is...
Do you like Adam Levine? That is the question we're throwing into the universe. It
seems that this is more divisive than the election. Whatever. Okay, next game.
There's a couple of would you rathers. Would you rather have Sheryl Sandberg's brain or Gigi Hadid's body?
I like hate this question.
I love it. Brain, because the body will go away. Yeah. And the brain.
But that's why I hate it, because it's so
obvious. Hopefully, Alzheimer's will probably lose a little bit of its edge.
Yeah, but you'll keep the brain for longer than the body.
Yeah, way longer.
That's true.
Your body gets saggy as fuck.
The brain is honestly a better resource to have. Yeah.
I could kind of agree. I guess that one.
Also, like, Gigi's might be smart and Sheryl might have a good body.
Yeah.
Both of those things are probably not true, but like maybe.
It's really just smart versus, it's like brains versus bod. That's the question. I choose brains.
No, it's kind of like the best brains versus the best bod. It's like slightly different
question. And what's the alternative? If you have the best brains, do you have average bod?
You have your
bod. Or do you have worst bod?
You have average. You have slightly below average for both of them. Slightly below
average. Brains.
I definitely want brains. It's really probably painful to go through life really dumb.
Yeah.
Fucking happy.
Because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. No.
You don't know any better.
Yeah, but then you constantly are like screwing up.
A lot of really, really smart people are really depressed.
That's true. Because you're so smart.
Yeah, you can't help it. You're so smart.
Okay, one last would you rather to wrap this up.
Because we obviously have to bring in the Vanderpump Rules.
I've become obsessed with the Vanderpump Rules. It is like a drug.
I know. It's so trashy.
It's like I watch it and I'm like, oh my God, this is like terrible, but I need more.
Yeah,
I know. Can we talk about the fight that happened last night between Katie and...
I didn't see it yet. Please
don't tell me. I only saw half. And then
should I just talk to myself?
Next week. But you can think about it for next week. We're just going
to
ask, would you rather...
I need to see it.
Would you rather be Lisa Vanderpump's maid or Jax Taylor's daughter?
Lisa's maid.
Maid. You'd get treated well.
Yeah. Yeah, and you live in...
You probably have higher self-esteem.
Yeah. And your name is Rosia.
That's true. That's actually
also, you're Jax Taylor's daughter. You are going to be damaged.
I feel like
I feel like every week we talk so much shit about Jax.
We like him. It's just like,
I just don't
want to
be his daughter.
Stop being such a gossip, you know? That's gossip. Oh.
Whose daughter on Vanderpump Rules would you want to meet? Not Lisa. It has to be like a staff member.
Wait, daughter?
Yeah.
Tom and Ariana's.
I really like Ariana.
Me too. I think she's the most real.
She real.
I think I told her that when I met her.
She seems super normal.
Yeah, like last season she was like, oh, like, hey, my name's Ariana.
No, I think she's... Here's the thing. All the girls...
She does have a deepest voice. Not that I should talk.
She's also like very like, I don't...
Do you ever notice that?
Like, well, I don't know if my brother's here, so Tom and I are not having sex.
You just called her Tomato.
Tomato.
Tamariana. Yeah. Do you ever notice that the girls, when they like fight with her, they're pretty much just arguing with her and ganging up on her for being like a regular human being, like,
yeah,
and not being like a mean catty
girl? What are you? You're going to be on this show. You're going to get shit for being normal. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No normal people
allowed.
I like
her. Exactly. A lot.
And on that note, I really like her. Go Ariana. And next week, we'll all prepare for this podcast by watching this week's episode.
I
do your homework.
The rest of us will prepare.
Aileen, we're going to go watch it now because I only watched half after I got home from the thing and the party, and I was very not
sober.
Why
don't you guys discuss this after we wrap it up?
I already watched it.
Anyway, we're going to watch it again.
Don't forget to please tell your friends to subscribe. You can find us on iTunes. We're Betch Slapped. Wait, Slap Betch.
Email us at slapped.
You can find it on iTunes, SoundCloud,
Stitcher,
some other places where you can listen to podcasts. Right. And email us at slapped@betches.com for any advice. If you want us to talk about anything, we probably will, as long as it's in the realm of something we know. And
unless we don't want to talk about it, then we won't.
Then we'll just ignore you.
We have free will. Okay, so
on that note, we're going to leave.
Bye.